At their next meeting on March 11th, Tantramar Council will discuss whether to pay Eastern Fencing just over $15,000 to install a chain-link fence around an out-of-use BMX bike park on Dufferin Street and convert it to a dog park. Active Living Director Matt Pride told Council that a fenced dog park has been a topic of discussion in Sackville for many years and was included in the previous Sackville Recreation Master Plan.
And a public survey was conducted in 2019 that showed 91% of 472 responses supported the concept. In 2020, a large-scale design that was to be located up at Beech Hill Park for around $80,000 was turned down by Council. That was primarily due to the high costs and the location outside of walking distance from the downtown. In September 2024, Council did hear a public presentation about the idea of building a dog park. So, as part of the 2025 capital budget discussion, a budget of $35,000 was presented to Council to convert the existing dilapidated bike track here on Dufferin Street to a dog park. It'd be a much smaller project than the 2020 proposal.
Some councillors, including Barry Hicks and Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell, expressed concern over the size of the proposed park, saying it was too small. The 24,000-square-foot area proposed is about 1.5 times as big as a standard hockey rink. Deputy Mayor Matt Esterbrooks said he would not be able to support a dog park and cited concerns over transmission of diseases between dogs and a desire to see the Dufferin location used for youth athletic purposes. Councillor Bruce Finney wondered about the possible users of the BMX bike park and mentioned past plans to build a new and improved skate park next door on Dufferin Street. Pride said the BMX park had not been maintained in recent years and is a possible safety issue. Mayor Andrew Black noted that a young student from Salem Elementary had dropped off a letter to his home last year asking for the park to be mowed. Sackville resident Carla Van Bessler presented to Council in September making a case for a Sackville dog park. CHMA checked in with Van Bessler this week to see what she thought of the proposal before Council.
I'm excited that they're considering seriously implementing a dog park in the town, and I hope that when they do so in a considered fashion, ensuring that the space is usable for dogs and their owners as well as other members of town.
You had a petition, before you made your presentation to Council. What did you hear from various dog owners?
Dog owners were anxious to see a space where they could allow their dogs to run off leash, where they could interact with other dogs, and where owners could interact with each other. Also, they were looking for a space that was conducive to all of those activities, that was large enough, that had features that allowed the dogs to enjoy themselves, and that was comfortable for the owners as well.
Do you feel good about the what's proposed on Dufferin Street as the location?
I mean, work needs to be done on that space to make the space usable for dog owners and pets, because it is a urban space right now as opposed to a treed space.
Some concerns were raised just about the cleanliness of the site and its proximity to schools and a daycare. Do you have any concerns with that?
I mean, I think that it'll be up to the bylaw enforcer to ensure that the users abide the rules and ensure the space is cleaned, and also to ensure that there's regular maintenance done of the space. I think the town needs to recognize that this isn't a one-time investment, but it will require constant maintenance as well, which is why when I had done my petition, I had actually also asked people to indicate whether they'd be willing to help maintain the space. And we actually had a fair bit of interest in that kind of undertaking. So it wasn't just that dog owners wanted to see a space, but that they were happy to contribute to that space.
Oh, okay. So you think there's even a possibility of some sort of volunteer committee that could help maintain it?
Yeah, I seriously think that would be an option, although Town Council hasn't reached out to me to discuss that further. I hope they do so when they get further along in the process of considering the dog park.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm just excited to see that this is moving forward, and I'm glad that the town took my recommendations seriously. I'm hopeful that everything works out in the end.
That's Carla Van Bessler, a Sackville resident who organized a petition in favor of establishing a fenced-in dog park in Sackville. Tantramar Council opted to remove the dog park fencing item from their consent agenda for their next meeting on March 11th. and have asked Active Living Director Matt Pride to come back with further information on some of the concerns raised about the Dufferin Street Dog Park plan.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.